On this episode, we wrap up the Walt Disney World holiday season. This is episode 137 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my joyful wife, Rhonda.
Hi, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out and search for the Capture the Magic community on Facebook and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. Now, Jared and Jamie release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. We have Trip Tales once a month with Jamie and just released, hot off the presses, as they say, CTM at the Movies, which will be coming at you once a month. Here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. No cost to you to use her services. She's going to make sure she gets you the best deal. She's going to help you with ADRs. She's going to help you with fast passes. Basically, take all the stress out of planning a Walt Disney World vacation. We use her every single month. She is absolutely amazing. And if having 5 episodes a week, over 20 episodes a month from the Capture the Magic Network is not enough for you, then you are in for a treat, because you can go to ctmvip.com and you can become a part of Club 32.
Ooh.
What is Club 32, you might ask?
What is the Club 32?
Club 32, I'm glad you asked. Club 32 is it's an extra special, I'm going to call it the Cool Kids Club.
Why?
Right? Club 33, a little bit out of reach for most people. So Club 32 is the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's going to give you is a lot of extra content from the Capture the Magic Network. You're going to get live streams that are not available to everyone else. You're going to get certain episodes ahead of time. You're going to end up getting vlogs ahead of everybody else. We're going to do monthly roundtables, mailbag episodes. You're just going to get all this amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Plus a private Facebook group for Club 32 members only.
Sounds like fun. I should join.
You should join. but we're now putting out notes for every episode, mm-hmm, for Main Street Magic as well, mm-hmm, which means that I now spend about 10 times more amount of time prepping these episodes, because I want them nice and neat for the nice, pretty PDF that we deliver to Club 32 for every single episode.
Okay.
So today, we are wrapping up the holidays, because Christmas has come and gone.
Tear.
Sad. We're going into the new year, and we wanted to talk about our last experience, which was literally the weekend before Christmas, with your parents, mm-hmm, and touch base on what we did, because I was tasked with showing them kind of as much of Disney during Christmas as we could.
Yes. And you did a very good job.
Well, thank you. Then they had never been.
Correct.
During Christmas time.
My daddy has been here 68 years in Florida and has never been to Disney in Christmas time.
Yeah. So we had to show him the ropes.
We did.
You look like you're in a straitjacket with that blanket wrapped around you.
I'm freezing.
You could have put on a sweatshirt, but instead you look like an insane person.
I am insane. Well, I grabbed a blanket because my legs and feet were cold.
Okay.
I got cold up top, so I just put it on.
All right. That's fair. All right. So this was the trip that we took was December 21st to 23rd. And we had selected to stay at Port Orleans Riverside,
mm-hmm,
because this is a beautiful resort in general.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be really, really pretty during Christmas time. There was not as much going on as I thought. I actually thought there maybe would have been more resort-wide decor.
Yeah.
But I still thought it was fitting because it's not like we spent a lot of time at the resort or in the rooms.
Right.
So I think it was perfectly fine. So we started off, and I'm going to add these to the notes because I did not. We'll add them before we post these in Club 32. As we arrived Friday evening, we headed over to Disney Springs. And do you want to talk some about what we did at Disney Springs?
Sure. Well, that's, I feel like, also one of the reasons we picked Riverside because, or Port Orleans, period, because it is a boat ride. Excuse me. It is a boat ride to Disney Springs.
Quick. You are 100% correct. That was a major factor in picking Riverside because we knew we wanted to see Disney Springs.
Yes, because of the tree trail. So we went over there. My parents haven't seen World of Disney in a long time either. So we went over there and did a little bit of shopping. We ended up eating at Four Rivers.
Four Rivers Cantina, which will have a full review coming up soon.
Yeah, but it was a truck.
A food truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they had nice little, excuse me, they had nice little seats out there and umbrellas. And so we ate and shopped and went in Ghirardelli a couple of times to get the peppermint.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was a peppermint snowman.
Yeah.
Peppermint bark snowman.
Yeah. We had to put on amazing. Disguises.
No.
We put on like hats
actually,
and sunglasses.
What was really funny is the second time we went in, the woman was different. We were like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, they know that's what people are doing, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, so we went shopping, and then we went to the tree trail. We went in quite a few Disney shops. Like, we went to World of Disney, and then
Trendy.
Yeah. But there's like other things like
That whole marketplace area, Trendy. I didn't go in as much as you because I had to take Kaylin down to get Chicken Guy because she wouldn't eat from Four Rivers Cantina food truck.
Yeah, you did.
But so Tree Trail, we had. I will say, doing the Tree Trail at night is a completely different experience. I want to say last year we had done it during the day.
Yeah.
At night, it's just. Obviously, it's just different. It really, it just feels amazing. And it was a cool evening for Florida.
It was. So when it snowed, or whatever you'll say, it really looked and felt like snow, to be truthfully honest.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
They've added a bunch of trees this year. What was your favorite tree?
Oh my God, they had a Haunted Mansion one.
You're going to steal that right out from under me. That was amazing.
It was gorgeous and so neat.
It was one of the most, I guess, well done trees there. It had the entire centerpiece of it was like the bride.
Yeah.
Like full sized, half sized, because it was like waist up, but it was awesome. I think the Star Wars tree was new this year. The Toy Story tree, I believe, was new.
Mm-hmm.
So there were definitely a handful of new trees. The flow of it is still a little bit weird. It's not one direct line. There are some circles.
Yeah.
And we still got some of the, families doing like...
trying to get their Christmas card.
Yeah, like Christmas card portraits where I'm like, dude, back away from the tree. But, if you go out to the Facebook community, you can go back some and you can search and see every single tree because Kaylin was awesome enough to take a picture of every tree.
She did.
I was live streaming in Club 32.
Yep.
The entire tree trail.
We had some
and
people
then,
proud of us too.
Yeah.
I was a quick picture taker.
Oh, we were at that point, we were like making it a game, I felt like. Like, who could take the quickest picture?
Yeah.
So
I did pretty good.
I love it. I mean, Disney Springs is something that I think can sometimes get overlooked during the holidays. We did not do any special treats or anything around there. Some of the things that they offer, but we did have a good dinner. We, like you said, did the shopping and the tree trail, and then we headed back for the evening.
Yes.
Because we had a big day ahead of us on Saturday.
Did.
Like, again, tasked with doing everything.
Yes.
So... start of the morning, we wanted to do Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios because I think those two are really great during the holidays. Magic Kingdom, I think, is just as enjoyable during the day, during a regular day.
Yeah.
in Hollywood Studios is the best Christmas decorated park at Disney. So we wanted to do that in the evening.
Yes.
And see Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Yes.
So we headed to Hollywood. We headed to Magic Kingdom that morning after much ado with the bus system. Because we had, and this is where I think you need to have just say Uber and Lyft kind of ready to go, or you need to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Because we went up to the bus stop and, you know, we waited, I want to say 40 minutes for Magic Kingdom bus. During that time, we saw 3 for Animal Kingdom, 3 for Epcot, and 3 for Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
And we were in like the second or third stop. So we're kind of worried like, well, even when a Magic Kingdom bus gets to us, it could be full.
Yes.
Now, by the time it got to us, they did 2 in a row, and one of them, I think we were the first stop. They'd actually bypassed because nobody was on it.
Right.
So, again, we could have made a last-minute decision to say, you know what, we're going to Uber, or we're going to Lyft, or we're going to minivan.
Right.
We just kind of, at that point, were waiting it out. We weren't in a rush to get to Magic Kingdom.
Correct.
So, got on the bus, got to Magic Kingdom, and as we walked down Main Street, we see the decor.
So
which is awesome because Main Street there is done so, so well. We headed to Starbucks for our breakfast.
Yes, we sure
You want to talk some Starbucks, some Main Street bakery, as the cool kids call it?
You and these cool kids. I don't know if I'm a part of that.
I'm just trying to be. That's why I keep saying it.
Okay.
At some point, the cool kids will hear and they'll be like, maybe he is a cool kid.
Okay. Thanks to my clients, my first job being a hairdresser, I got a bunch of Starbucks gift cards for Christmas. So I was kind enough to treat my family to Starbucks. And we got all coffees and then...
peppermint mochas.
Yes. And they were amazing. And then we shared a sandwich because we knew we were eating Ohana later. Kona.
Yeah.
At Polynesian.
Sandwich, by the way, is the size of a Tic Tac.
Yeah, it was. But it was great.
It's a good sandwich, but it's tiny.
Well, and it was great because we needed to split because we were eating later. So the girls saw this giant Mickey cinnamon roll. I think it was 3 cinnamon rolls. A giant one and then 2 smaller ones.
Like attached to his ears.
Yes. And then had a green and like red drizzle of icing over top and then a white chocolate.
That's right.
Something on it. No, I don't remember. But anyways, white chocolate.
Do you remember the price of this? I could not find it as I was doing my extensive research.
Gosh, I do not.
Was it $7.99? Does that sound out of whack? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because the gingerbread... I mean, the shortbread later that night was $10.99, right?
Yeah, I think so. I've got it in my notes later, but I can't remember what the cinnamon roll was, but it was gigantor. Like, family of 4 could have split it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your parents got one, too.
I know. That was crazy.
Yep.
And a wrap. And then we went ahead and got the, what is that collection? You Are Here? Or...
Oh, yeah, the new You Are Here mugs. Yeah, the Starbucks You Are Here. We got the Magic Kingdom one.
Yep.
This was not the new travel mug. This was a regular coffee mug.
Yes.
Because I've sworn off the travel mugs.
Yes. And I mean, I agree. Because, I mean, and we don't travel that much to, like, use it. And I always carry my...
We don't travel that much. We go to Disney, like, twice a month.
I mean, like...
No, I know what you're saying.
I drink my coffee at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or my tea.
Yeah. How do you keep your coffee hot at home now?
Oh, well, I got this awesome Christmas gift from this awesome man.
No, you didn't. It was from the kids.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I picked it out, I paid for it, and I told them they were giving it to you, but technically on paper it was from the children.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's a Mickey warmer, so I plug it in by my bathroom while I'm while I'm putting my makeup on and getting ready for the day. And it really totally worked. I had
Did it work well this morning?
It
awesome.
Very well.
Very
in
cool.
fact, I was sad it wasn't in my truck on my way to work.
Ooh. Okay. Noted. I'm writing it down now.
No, I can't. How would you have something like that? I'd spill
Not
it.
Not really writing it down. I'm making fake pin marks on my hand. That would be good, though. My R2-D2 cooler back here is also a heater.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
you could actually
no.
plug that into your car. No. Anyway, that's too
no,
much. But
that's too much.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was fantastic. But all right. So we are way off.
We are way off topic. Cinnamon roll was good.
It was very good.
Yep.
And then our sandwich was good.
Yep.
And then
I will say this, you know, we walked up and we would not have eaten here and gotten drinks here if it weren't for the fact that you had this gift card that you could pay correct. For everybody, for our family of four, for your parents. So again, thank you for using your hard earned Christmas presents from your clients for us. But we walked up and the line is out the door. And as you walk in, they're asking how many people are there and they're splitting you up on two sides. And this thing moved quick.
It did. It was very impressive.
Making the drinks took longer, but there's literally just enough baristas to make them, mm-hmm. and they are working their butt off.
Yeah.
That you thanked her, you called her
Suzanne,
by name.
Right?
I think it was, yeah.
She was very appreciative.
Her head perked up like nobody has ever thanked me.
Yes.
Like it really was awesome.
It was. And yeah. I was like, aw.
So before we move on to the next one, because again, if you go out to the Capture the Magic community, follow us on Twitter, you would have seen this picture. Thank you for getting it. You got to talk about this dude that you literally like call me over and you're like, come over here. Look at this guy. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going to go back and look for the drinks. Will you ask him if you can take a picture of him? Will you talk about, I'm just going to call him Pin Trader Jacket Man.
Yeah. I told him I wouldn't get his face in and he said he didn't care and I should have probably given him a card. But anyways, I didn't. And when you told me to take a picture, I was like, I don't want to. And he was like, it's your job. And then I was like, man.
Okay. So. Are you going to explain what we're talking about? Supposed to explain what we're talking about first for people that have not seen the picture on Twitter or Facebook is what I'm trying to get. Paint a word picture,
okay.
Like Jared Lee Ross.
Jared Lee Ross.
Bob Ross. Jared Lee, when he dressed up like Bob Ross for that Chris or that Halloween party.
Okay.
And he paints word pictures.
Oh, okay.
It's Jared Lee Ross.
Okay.
It's kind of like David Lee Ross. Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Okay. Anyways. So there's this kid standing, waiting on, I guess, his drink, I'm assuming. And, he had a vest on, and this vest, every inch was covered with a pin.
The trading pins.
And it was front and back. And like, I don't think there was any room to add any more. No. And so I was like, holy crap, because like one row I remember looking at was like Figment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, set. They're all done in orders.
Right.
In sets.
But the one I remember looking at was Figment and it was like, I think it was like one of those like happy, sad, like those things.
Yeah.
And I just was like, holy crap. So I was like, Jeremy, come here. So he came over and saw it and that's when he said, you know, you need to take a picture. And I was like, I don't want to. And then he said, I'm working. So I was like, dadgummit. So I tapped the young gentleman on his shoulder.
15, 16? I'm horrible at ages.
I am too. But he was a child.
Yeah, 15, 16 years old, maybe.
I probably could have been
maybe.
His mother.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was...
Well, we're getting up there. We could be a lot of people's mother and father.
Anyway.
He could have been 22.
Stop that.
Okay, go ahead.
I tapped him and I said, do you mind if I take a picture? That is really cool. And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, thank God.
You're not the first person to ask him.
I'm sure not. So I told him I wouldn't get his face in it. And he was like, he doesn't care. And he was a cute little kid.
Yeah.
So the woman behind me, because I did that, then went on to say, hey, do you mind? What's your favorite? And he had a favorite that was still in plastic.
Oh, okay. What was that one? Because you didn't tell me this. And people were asking, what was the one in plastic?
I don't know.
Do you remember what it was?
No, you have to blow it up. Let's find it.
Well, just, yeah, you can keep talking about it. But
anyways, I think it was like a train or it was some kind of Mickey. It was Mickey.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that, but there was somebody with Mickey. Anyway, but people noticed there was one still in the plastic attached to his vest.
And that was his favorite.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Oh, and it's taken
I've never
him
been so impressed.
Years.
Yeah, that's right. Right. You said 10 years. Which, and that's where I'm like doing the math.
So, yeah. So if he was 15,
which I'm horrible at.
I'm sure his, I mean, like our kids, what, five? Was it five? They started.
Yeah.
Collecting.
I bet Kaylin was.
But she didn't know what
six
she
or seven, right.
wanted.
Right.
So I'm sure that had
whatever.
To do a lot of.
Oh, my God.
To
that
do
was
with
amazing.
His parents.
Yeah. Well, then they are flipping awesome parents because that is a. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen as far as seeing people in the parks that do things,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Well, then like, they started saying something about there's another man that goes around and they called him something and the guy, the little boy was like, I guess she was asking him if he heard of this guy and he was like, no. So anyways.
How do you think security goes for him?
He takes it off.
Do you have any metal? Yeah, we got a couple. That thing has to weigh a ton. Like now I kind of wear, like if I was that person and I'm not, that's why I made you take a picture because I'm not very personable and I don't like talking to strangers. Stranger danger. You got to be careful nowadays. I would love to just be like, can I try it on? Like, what would it even feel like? That's got to be heavy. And I assume he has all the backings like we have that use the Allen wrench to like, there's no way he's using the standard rubber backing.
That's true.
Because those things pop off like nothing.
Right.
And does he just wear it on rides? Can you imagine wearing that on like Rock and Roller Coaster when you flip upside down in this weighted vest basically? Like, I mean, he looked fit probably because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if like, he's
a
talking
child.
But they're talking to me like, oh man, what's your workout routine? Now I go to Disney once a month and I wear this vest.
Okay.
So I was pricing it. And, well, shoot.
Oh, Lord.
I know math comes. I need a math wizard shirt or something. All right. So, okay, let's go. I can say, do you think there were 300 plus pins?
You should have counted them. I've got the pictures.
I bet there were 300 plus pins. I'm not going to count them right now. We're trying to record a show.
I understand that.
300 plus pins times an average of even, let's say, a lot of pins now are up there. $12 a pin. That'd be a $3,600 jacket.
Oh, I think that's Walt and him, Mickey.
On the train? That does look like it.
I don't know if that's on a train.
We'll repost this picture.
Yeah.
But it was so cool. All right, we got to move on because we've talked a lot about pin
2019. Pin trading. How's he have that one with Stitch?
Oh, do you think he lives where Gary lives in the future? And he was able to purchase it already because they live in the future in the United Kingdom. All right.
Yeah, but it was crazy.
Okay.
Let's
move on. Yeah, we'll repost it. Let's move on to the next one. We did a bunch of rides at Magic Kingdom and we really did enjoy a Magic Kingdom. But most importantly,
Jingle
we did Jingle Cruise.
And that was a really good
that
one.
That skipper was amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing.
Yep. What was her name? Shout out to her.
Oh gosh, I can't remember. I didn't put it in my notes because I'm an idiot. Mm. She was incredible.
I feel like it was Jessica or something.
It might have been.
Anyways.
She was
great.
She was really, really
my
good.
My parents really
enjoyed parents
it.
Loved it. And again, Jungle Cruise, Jingle Cruise, so much is determined by your skipper, and she made that.
Mm-hmm, she did. Ride. And I was really happy because that's the first time my parents have obviously ever
ridden
seen that.
Jingle Cruise.
It was fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah. Fan-freaking-tastic. all right, so next, after we finished up, we're getting around noonish, and we wanted to show them some of the resorts. So I'm like, all right. We don't want a monorail loop all the way around. We'd have to stop at Contemporary, then at Poly, then Grand Floridian. We already knew we had to be at Poly for lunch at Kona. So I was like, you know what? They have the boat system. And so the boat runs from Magic Kingdom to Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian to Poly, back to Magic Kingdom repeatedly.
Yes.
There are two boats that run.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still talk 10 to 15 minutes in between any individual stop.
Right.
So we go down, we hop on the boat, and we head over to Grand Floridian. I will say, I think the Grand Floridian is amazing. For, like we've talked about, it has always seemed a little more fancy than our liking. But walking up from the boat through the area that we walked by Narcoossee's on the left. We went by the pool. We went by the people. I was like, whoa, this is moving up the list of places I want to stay.
Oh, wow.
I really, really was. I've always felt like this is a bit above our pay grade or our social class. I don't know what. But wow, walking through there, I was like, this is incredible. Yeah. I was like falling in love with this place.
Oh. Wow.
So we walk in and we head and check out the gingerbread house.
Yep. We did.
At this time, they had one of the chefs that does the gingerbread house. And I've seen her on the specials, the Disney Park specials for Christmas. And she's out there actually doing a demonstration, and she's got a mic on, little headset and speakers. And she's saying like, you know, here's how we build one. And she's actually making a small gingerbread house. But luckily you got right in line and we got some treats.
Yeah. I immediately got in line, which I was very glad I did, because you all already moved our Kona.
I kept bumping the Kona Cafe reservation back because I was like, we're not going to make this. This is just things take longer than you think, going from resort to resort, park to resort, park to park. Just always make sure you allow a lot of time.
Yes. So I got in line, and then it's nice because they hand you a pamphlet of what they have in the gingerbread house to sell, and they also have like what went into making the gingerbread house, which was amazing.
Do you want me to read it real quick, because I pulled up the exact info. So for the gingerbread house, and this was the 20th anniversary, because they started this in 1999. Yes. We should get like an accountant to be on the show that just sits here. He won't talk or anything, or her, whatever it is. And as numbers come up, we just look, and the person's like, holds up a phone, like, here's what you need to read. Okay. 1,050 pounds of honey, 140 pints of egg whites, 600 pounds of powdered sugar. That is a lot of powdered sugar. 700 pounds of chocolate, 800 pounds of flour, 35 pounds of spices, tons of creativity. You see what they did there? It's not an actual unit of measurement. You can't measure creativity. And then Disney magic and pixie dust. So, that was tons of creativity, Disney magic and pixie dust. They didn't use commas here.
Gary, sorry. You have to convert that yourself.
Oh, God. Oh. I love Gary, but screw him as far as conversions go, because I don't understand those. But the creme brulee was pretty good. go on about, you know, we got in line. It took longer than one would have thought. I will say that was the slowest moving line been a part of.
Well, I mean, because it just...
And I'm just staring at my watch, like beads of sweat are now dripping down my head, because we have to boat over to Polynesian. Right. It was the original thought. Right. So,
well, I think they hand you a pamphlet for a reason, you know.
Right.
See what you want.
It's the same people that get up to McDonald's and all of a sudden they're looking up at the menu like, I don't know what I want. They have hamburgers and fries, dude. You should have known what you wanted before you even drove here. Yeah. So just order.
So.
Although I will say.
We did pretty good.
When you get up to the countertop, you actually see everything in person. And I do think... Because they have it out on display.
Right.
So you're kind of like, I want a sugar and spice cookie. Right. Which we got, which was, holy mother of God, it was amazing. But you don't know.
No, that was the ginger snap cookie.
Oh, that was the ginger snap. Yeah, but either way, sugar and spice was not that good.
Was the little man. We tasted it. It was good. It's a sugar cookie with some spice in it.
It was all right. But what I'm saying is you don't know the sizing. You don't know what they really look like until you get to the front. Yeah. So I kind of get where people are making like last minute decisions. But at the same time, you're right. If they did a more extensive menu that showed pictures and sizing of it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, we got all our gingerbread goodies.
Yeah.
And then headed out back to the boat. And when we got out there, they are sending only the little boats right now.
Right. Because it's middle of the day.
So we get out there and a boat is going to come But even though the boat came, everybody doesn't get off because they might go to Polly.
Right, right.
So we are in this long line way back. And we realize that, I mean, it could be, what was our last time to eat?
No. 155? Yeah, I think we bumped it to 150 or 155.
150. Right.
And at this point, yeah, 155. No, it was 155. And at this point, it's like 140-ish, 145.
Right.
And that boat is, we're not getting on that boat.
Right. And is when it
we need a bigger
up,
boat.
Right. When it pulled up and then not everybody got off, that's where I was like, oh my gosh. Well, you were like, we can walk. So I looked at my mommy because she's the one that, you know, just... we need to be careful of, I guess, and more considerate of.
Yeah.
So I looked at her and I said, can you walk? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, are you sure? Because, you know, it's probably going to be. And so she did. And she, I was very proud of her. She did really good. And we did. We walked.
We ran your parents through the ringer and they were amazing.
Huh, thanks.
Like, seriously, that was a day.
Yeah.
And they were amazing. Yeah. With everything we did, especially saying, so, yeah, so we're like, we're going to walk to Polynesian, which, by the way, is a beautiful walk.
It is.
It's much more enjoyable if you're not trying slower, to make a reservation right. at the right. last second, as Kaylin and I are now cutting through beaches and running to get there first.
And we were only 5 minutes late, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we did so, really, really good. So we ate at Kona Cafe. We saw the very limited Christmas decor in Polly because it is nowhere near how awesome Wilderness Lodge is. Okay. But and we're going to do on episode 141, we're going to do a full Kona Cafe review.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, awesome. So we finish up with lunch and we're like, all right, we got to get to Wilderness Lodge. So we're like, okay, back to the boats. So we ended up going and immediately as we're walking down to the little marina at Polynesian, a boat is coming and this is now the larger boat.
Yep.
And it's going to take us to Magic Kingdom because it's doing the loop. It's doing Magic Kingdom, Grand Floridian, Polly, Magic Kingdom, Grand Floridian, Polly, Magic Kingdom, Grand Floridian, Polly. So we get on, we head straight to Magic Kingdom, we get off, and again, we walk right over to the Wilderness Lodge boat. And I want to say we almost walked right on that one, right?
Because in fact, we were waiting on my dad, and I thought.
Yeah, that's right.
I told my mom to go because I didn't want her to have to hurry anymore.
Yeah.
But then we got over there, and it was like maybe 5 minutes later we were walking on.
Oh, it was perfect. So so we go over. We take the beautiful, beautiful boat ride as the fray is playing in the background in my brain over to Wilderness Lodge. And we get off. We walk through Wilderness Lodge, and we had seen Grand Flow. We had seen Polly. We now saw Wilderness Lodge. Your parents agreed what we've been saying. Hands down, best Christmas
decor.
They
want to stay there. They're like, we want to stay here.
Oh, they were like, can you contact Melissa Pilgrim with years of experience at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com and see what this would cost? And like, it was like,
yeah, and
we already booked the cabins. Right,
and I told
them,
I said, you know, I'll tell her and, you know, for the summer, we can totally stay here and, you know, let her get us.
Yeah, we'll look at booking
price.
A summer.
Yeah.
Maybe a June trip or something.
I think that's usually when you can get like $250 a night.
$250 a night at Wilderness Lodge?
Yeah, I think that's what we did before.
That was 2 years ago.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll talk to the Bobs. So we saw the decor, and then we walked down, and we decided we're going to take a bus to Hollywood Studios, straight from Wilderness Lodge. So we get on the bus, head over to Hollywood, and... yeah, get in. Again, I love this park during Christmas because it is just decorated throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, they've opened the new walkway from the temporary bus station. And there's a new bathroom area with some concessions and stuff.
There's no mirror in the women's bathroom, by the way.
Really?
Yep. There's usually one that you can get. Like,
there's nothing above the sinks?
Nope.
Wonder if they haven't added them yet.
Maybe, but there was nothing because, I mean.
What were you checking? Because you looked good. You didn't need
to check. Well, thank you, but I always like to, I don't know, just look and make sure I look okay.
You always look okay.
Well, you're being sweet.
I know.
But yeah, and but it still smelled like paint.
Oh my God, it totally did. I went actually because you guys all went to the bathroom and I didn't have to go at that point. And so I went up and I leaned against the wall and I smelled paint and I immediately got up and looked at my shoulder. And that's luckily funny. There was nothing on it. But I love they stuck with those colors and the decor of the old school Hollywood studios. Yeah. So I was really glad that it wasn't like modernized to what a lot of the other parts of the park are becoming.
Right.
I thought it still had that. It was the same colors as the entrance, like that pale, what is it, like a sea foamish teal green, sure. The white, the reds for like the lettering. I loved it. So we go in and we walk through Hollywood Boulevard, looks amazing, and we headed down to Woody's Lunchbox area. We had a alien swirling saucer fast pass.
Yes, that's right.
So we did that. But then we wanted to try the cran apple tart at Woody's Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What did you think of this?
It was really good. Go over this one? It was $3.29. It actually seemed warm.
Yes.
So it was really good. It was spiced cran apple filling. It was topped with a snowflake candy decor and pink pearls and a tiny toasted marshmallow shaped like an acorn. And it was really cute and pretty and fun and tasted really good.
It was really, really good. I still think with all of these you need a beverage. Like a milk would be good, yeah. Like the cookie stroll when they gave us the
milk
jug of milk at the end, as you claimed. It would have been good with this if you got like a milk with it.
Uh-huh.
Because it needs that because it is still slightly dry but absolutely delicious. I really liked it. Your parents got that one, and then they got the one with the maple with the bacon.
They did.
And I think they liked both of those.
But they liked the crayon apple actually better.
Yeah.
So, which is sad because this is only for the holidays.
Right, right. So. Yeah. And it's one of those, too, that has such a fall, winter, holiday flavor that I don't see them extending it, even though maybe people go, it's awesome.
Right.
Because it really had that flavor. Right. Like, it didn't have a year-round flavor to it. So from there, we worked our way around. We wanted to see Sunset Seasons Greetings.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sunset Seasons Greetings. This year, they added a lot more lasers.
Yeah, that was neat because when it snowed, it really looked like...
Yeah.
What is it called? Green and red... sparkles.
When the green red lasers hit the snow as it came down,
it looked like glitter falling out of the sky. It was really pretty.
I love this because it's continuous. So like we caught it, let's just say there's four acts. Just say number one is whatever. It doesn't matter if you catch 1, 2, 3, 4, you can stay there and watch it throughout. And it's only going to take you maybe 30 to 45 minutes to catch all four.
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
Not even.
I don't even feel like it's
each one was 5, 2 minutes between maybe. So, again, where's our accountant? Where's Dave? I figure our accountant's name would be Dave.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
Well, anyways.
We have these little round glasses, like Scrooge McDuck, that sit on the end of his nose. Like the guy from, he should be the guy from Mary Poppins, the one lawyer. The Mary Poppins Returns, the one lawyer. The guy that was kind of a jerk. I like the other guy that was nice, though. What were we talking about? Sunset Seasons Greetings. So yeah, no, but it was awesome. We were sitting there. Our two kids who are idiots were trying to catch Snope in their mouth.
And they have before, and it does not taste good. Which in fact I thought it probably would because it's Disney. I thought they'd
it's just like when they season it, like it's like strawberry flavored Snope or something.
That'd be fantastic.
Hey, don't eat the yellow Snope.
They should do that.
So we checked out Sunset Seasons Greetings, and then next, do you want to go through the food first, or do you want to end with Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam? How would you like to do it?
Well, we can say that we were kind of done with everything, and Kaylin didn't want to ride any other things, and anyway.
We had Tower of Terror Fast Passes, we did Star Tours, but we had Tower of Terror Fast Passes, we had Rock and Roller Coaster Fast Passes. Kaylin didn't want to do them. So you were like, well, you don't have to. Your dad and I weren't.
You,
well, no. I'm saying you didn't feel that you wanted to do them.
Oh.
your dad and I weren't just going to leave y'all, so we just didn't do any of them.
Right.
So we were kind of like, all right.
Since we were done, we were like, well, you know, we were headed over, and where you sit for Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, or any of the finishing
Star Wars Galactic right. Spectacular.
They had the it already taped off, and there was actually some people already sitting. So I was like why?
Six.
But still,
yeah.
Sitting where we kind of wanted to sit.
This was
so,
hour and 15 minutes prior to showtime?
I think so.
Starts at 8:30. They're going to bring up...
It was like... it wasn't even 7. It was 6:50 because we were like, oh my gosh, it starts
this
at
is,
8:30.
We're all like, this is way too early.
Right. But there was nothing else to do.
No, agreed.
And I was like, so we can just sit and, you know...
Relax. We again...
Hang out.
Long, long day.
Right.
I'd run everyone through
right.
the freaking ringer.
So, anyways, we ended up letting my parents sit there, and we were trying to figure out, like, what to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, all right, well, you and I didn't want to sit there, but
right,
we were trying
right.
to, like, well, my parents, they should sit here.
Girls were ready to chill.
And I was trying to, and so Jeff, our, the awesome cast member, that he... I think he's there most of the time. Yeah.
So we've talked about him in the past. From my notes and my conversation with Jared and Jamie, and when they've been there, there appears to be a second guy. So I think there's two of these.
Okay.
But we have most often seen Jeff.
Yes.
And so Jeff, I'm gonna Well, so he's walking back and forth, and he's got the headset. You usually see him outside with security. They have the same headset, and they have like a speaker box almost on their belt.
Yeah.
And so, again, it amplifies what they're saying so people can hear them, and he's not just trying to yell it. So I will say this is still what Disney is so good at is that they have cast members like Jeff who will absolutely make your experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody on planet Earth wants to sit on concrete and wait for over an hour for a fireworks display.
Right.
Nobody does.
Right.
Again, if you do, you're crazy. So Jeff is there to alleviate that time, to entertain you. It's basically
yeah.
a show before the show.
Yeah.
And this guy is incredible
he
at
makes
what
that
he does.
Hour and however many minutes go by very quickly.
Like that.
Yeah. So anyways, it was funny because we were standing there and I was like trying to like basically say, you know, let's go do something without. Yeah. And so he was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm probably going to go get some treats.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, my gosh, have you had the cream cheese stuffed cinnamon sugar pretzel? And I think we had it, but we weren't sure.
Yeah.
He says something to the girls about it, and he was like, if I get one, will you try it? And he makes a beeline yeah. straight over to where that pretzel was and literally brings one back for us.
Yeah. Walks back, hands it to us. It's like, here you go.
And it was, I mean, we were very thankful, and we thanked him, and we all tasted. My parents had a couple bites. You know, we each had a bite. The girls actually really liked it. So
it
I guess
delicious.
We'll be getting that the
yeah.
next time we go. So, yeah, that was, and that's just something
Disney
he did.
Magic.
Yep, Disney magic, which was awesome. And then that's when Jeremy and I let my parents and the girls sit and Jeff entertained them.
Yeah.
And then we went ahead and started our working.
Yeah, a little tour. I will say, before we get to the foods and the drinks that we tried as we went around and they were waiting, again, here's Jeff. And we first lined up. We put the girls in the front, and we stood behind them. And Jeff comes up and he says, kind of like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, we're just, you know, collecting. We're just getting ready for a good seat. And he goes,
why
don't you guys spread out as much as you can? Along this tape line. By the way, yeah, sit and put your legs all the way out so nobody gets in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to stand up for the show, you have plenty of space. I'm like, my God, you're a genius, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Like, it was amazing. And then later, like, once we got back after doing these treats we're about to talk about, he is entertaining the crowd. He's telling first of all, dad jokes galore. He's so good at them. And it just his personality is amazing. It's infectious. It's one of those that you just watch him do what he does, and it just makes you feel good. It makes you happy, you know. And again, time is just going like it's nothing because he's doing it.
Right.
And you know, I saw him. I saw people walk up and ask him a question, and he just gave them the complete lowdown. Like the best was the people in front of us, because that tape line, somebody would literally have like half an inch of their shoe on the tape line, and he'd walk up behind him and he'd tap the back of their shoe with this little like lightsaber looking directing thingy. And it was so amazing to watch him. Like, these are the cast members that make a difference and do things that nobody else does. And we'll never stop talking about Jeff. Oh, now we know his name. We never caught his name. And we've seen this guy a lot of times.
I
know
his name.
Okay. All right. Well, he's on your speed dial. Go for it.
Did you say about where he also, the pre little show before where?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, I'm not talking to you. Everybody, yes. Stay seated. You can see.
He knew. He was trying to get everyone to stay seated. Fantastic. So that they didn't stand up. It was awesome. Yeah.
And then it was sad because everybody stood up. So then we had to, because we couldn't see if we didn't.
And you saw what I did for the entire movies one, right? I hunched over so that my eye line was at Lacey's, because the people behind me were much shorter than me, and I felt horrible to stand up in front of, because I am a giant. Anybody want a peanut? I felt horrible. But then when the regular Jingle Bell Jingle Bam show came, I was like, I can't do it. I could. My back was killing me. Yeah. So I'm just like I'm crouching down. Like, so anyway, sit down.
I thought that was really cool. I mean, he said how many times he said, I'm not talking to y'all. And he was like, everybody can stay seated during
it was awesome.
But anyways, we left to go try some stuff. So we went and first tried the hot chocolate blight.
Yeah. Dockside Diner.
Yep. And it was liquor. So it was $12. They did also sell just regular hot chocolate if you wanted some.
Yeah.
And it was cold that night, so I actually got my mommy some. But anyways, so the flight is tiny little ones. That one had Bailey's and hot cocoa with cinnamon. The other had a vanilla vodka and hot cocoa. And all these were topped with whipped cream. And then there was a cherry bourbon and hot cocoa. And then...
cherry bourbon. Cherry. It was cherry bourbon with hot cocoa. And this was all $12, by the way.
Cherry, yes. Yeah.
And a cherry on top.
A cherry on top.
Yeah.
Cherry on top.
What'd you think of these?
I loved the Bailey's. The vanilla was good. It was good. The cherry bourbon, at first it was really good, but I think it was just the cherry. Yeah. And I think
they put some of the juice from the like maraschino cherry in it.
I'm not sure, but that it was
got rid
good
of the bourbon
until
flavor,
the I sips. Actually, yes.
Then I tasted bourbon.
And I was like, oh, yeah. No, thank you.
It stings the nostrils.
Puts hair on your chest.
So this is what we were saying that night, is that, man, what a time to upsell.
Yes.
Disney is so good at selling you things you don't need. Why would you not sell this flight for $12, but then have them, because they don't have these in full hot chocolates.
No,
I would have totally gone back and gotten Bailey's one. Like,
too.
And they could have charged you $8 to $10 for just that 12-ounce Bailey's and hot chocolate only.
Right.
But the flight is fun. It's really cool. It comes on this little tray. It's got
cute.
The three little glasses, like the three little mugs. Like, again, they're probably 3 to 4 ounces each. I loved it. I thought it was great, and it was perfect for that night.
Yes. Especially because, like I said, it was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool for a Florida night.
Oh, so good. So next, we moved over to the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, and I got the Holiday Mule.
Mm-hmm. Was it good? You never let me taste it.
I asked you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, but...
Oh.
You never let me taste it.
It was delicious. But Ron was the bartender. I have run in, again, this is a cast member that makes a difference. I had run into Ron plenty times before this. He is just so personable. Like, he's just one of those that starts up a conversation. He'll ask you where you're from. He'll, you know, we talked about the weather they had recently because it had poured that it Thursday, I think, because we got it here too in St. Augustine. We were just talking about stuff because his the card reader didn't work because I think it had gotten rained on. So I had to actually like give him my card for him to run himself. But we're just talking and, you know, I asked him about some of the other drinks. But the Holiday Mule, this is $15.50. I would recommend this on flavor. I would not recommend it on price. It's an expensive drink, you know. Now you get Grey Goose vodka, limoncello, cranberry juice, and ginger beer with a souvenir glow cube. Which, by the way, we're gonna be able to start a souvenir glow cube retail store because we have so many of these now.
I'm gonna start using them in all my drinks.
Oh, you should. Oh, let's put it in our wine. When we watch Venom. I'm doing that. I'm gonna put it in my wine because we're gonna watch Venom tonight. No, I mean this was outstanding. It was such a cool take on a Moscow Mule with the cranberry juice, which was really the only true change. But very, very good. Had the light up cube. So you know, they should give you sunglasses with the light up cube. Because when you drink it, it's just as with the cup, it's like a flashlight in your eyes. So that would be cool. But while I was getting this, what were you over waiting in line for?
I went to Starbucks to get the shortbread cookie sandwich. It was filled with raspberry jam. At first, I thought it was just a regular shortbread cookie, but it was not. It was huge, and it was $10.99, which I thought was a great price. Because really, you got two cookies sandwiched between
filled with the raspberry jam.
Yeah. Right, raspberry jam. And then the ears, so there was like, what is it? Some type of chocolate.
Dipped in, I would say it was colored white chocolate.
Right.
There was a green and a red.
And then Mickey's face, I would assume another piece of chocolate.
Yeah, white chocolate.
On top.
Yep.
Because I didn't get it. The girls ate it up.
They ate Mickey's face?
They did.
Eey.
They ate Mickey's face.
The side of fava beans.
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. Ugh. Gross. Anyways, we didn't taste it until we got home, and it was shockingly outstanding.
2 days later? Did we try it Christmas Eve? We tried it Christmas Eve with my parents.
Right.
2 days later, yes. And it was still amazing.
Well, we never tried it there.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Incredible, yeah. and very shockingly, because I think it was more, I thought was going to be the prettiness or the look of it. I feel like I shouldn't be saying this, but I was shocked by how tasteful it was and good it was. And yeah, the whole thing was awesome.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yep.
Yeah. They've really done up the treats. And we'll finish off with one last treat at Oasis Canteen, which is right outside of Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. And that is the Santa
Macaroons.
Macaron mean? Or macaroon? I never macaroons. Know what you're supposed to call macaroons. Them. But it's spelled like macaron.
Macaroons.
Okay. So these were $7.99. You got a sleeve of four of them.
Four?
Had,
was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it had chocolate cream with nuts in the center.
It did?
Yeah, so it's Santa's nuts in the center.
Jeremy!
So, I'm not a big fan of macaroons because I think a lot of times they can come off as chalky.
They were good.
These were awesome. Mm-hmm. I loved them. They were great. Had a little the cookie part was red.
Mm-hmm.
The center filling was the chocolate cream, so it was, you know, chocolate colored with the nuts in it. And then it had like a little Santa's belt on it. These were so good. I loved them.
They were.
Again, I'm when we go to the patisserie over in France, we've gotten macaroons there and I'm like, it's like eating chalk filled with cream of some sort. I'm not a big fan. These were so good.
Yeah.
$8. That's, okay. See, that's the pricing. That's $2 a macaroon. What?
Here, buddy.
Well, I got my math right there. I know 8 divided by four. Yeah, two. Yeah, I know that. This Common Core stuff the kids are going through is basically what's ruined my life.
Oh,
just Lord. Saying. So we finish up. We see Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, which is awesome. Oh, I love that show. It is so good. I love that show. So we head out with a few other people.
Oh my God. A ton.
Is the Snope down Hollywood Boulevard as you leave new, or did they do that last year?
No, they did it last year.
They did it last year?
That's what I said.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Go back and listen to an episode. You'll hear me talk about
it. No, I don't listen to our episodes. Dude, it, oh my, as you're walking out of there with the masses of people, first of all, it's, again, nuts to butts. It is too much, but it is amazing. Oh, close the park. And there was an after hours event, so people were actually coming in at the exact same time,
but,
which was crazy.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was awesome.
All right. So we're walking out and we're like, you know, bus. That's going to be a lot. Well, first of
all, earlier you looked at a minivan and it was $30?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? That's going to be worth it. It's going to be great. Oh, let's God, do it. Apparently you said you couldn't get it then. Well,
I tried to contact one. It said requesting minivan and nobody was picking up. There was not a single one around.
Right. So then you moved over to Lyft.
Right.
And regular Lyft, not minivan Lyft. And you got us one. I did not know that it has become huge at Disney World to do Lyft. Not just minivan.
Mayhem.
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, maybe we should have ridden the bus because it seemed like everybody else was taking Lyft.
Yeah.
It was that many people. It was crazy.
And it would get worse.
Well, first of all, nobody's listening to the cast members at all.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, y'all need to move down. And it just, anyways, nobody was listening. But
neither the drivers or the people waiting on
nobody,
drivers.
Nobody was.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody listens.
We're trying to, but at the same time, we're kind of like, well, I'm waiting on my Lyft driver.
But they were trying to send car. Anyways, nobody listened.
Yeah.
So, you know, with, unfortunately, well, even if you get a minivan, you're now looking for a number. But with Lyft, you have to.
I did not see a single minivan come by. So they were not picking up there. They were busy elsewhere.
Correct. But I'm saying, like, when you get something that you're going to be picked up in, you do have to look for something.
Right.
A minivan, you have to look for a number. A Lyft, you have to look for the car, make, model, and they also...
License plate. Does not help in Florida because we don't require front license plates.
Right.
So as they're coming towards you, you have no clue. Right. You have to wait till they pass you. You can look at the back of their license plate.
Right.
So first of all, I do think our driver got slightly lost because they've opened the new entrance recently.
Right.
And that has been a fault. That I know Jared has recognized, I've recognized, is that I'm shocked at how unfamiliar standard Lyft and Uber drivers are with the parks and Walt Disney World Resort. You would think they should know everything, where everything is, and they're really relying on GPS. Right. You know more how to get around more than they do.
Yeah, I do. Maybe I should be an Uber
driver. You could. Hey, when I go down there and sweep floors at Coronado Springs.
No.
For a season, no, you could go do Uber. You could go Lyft. You'd just minivan it, though. You'd be a good minivan driver. Because you look like Ariel. They'd get in and be like, whoa. You're like, we're going under the sea. Well, then you'd be Sebastian. But anyway, so I'm watching him, and it's like, he'll be there in 4 minutes. Okay. He'll be there in 9 minutes. And I'm like, crap. He got lost. So he comes through the regular entrance, and again, it is absolute madness. Like, yeah. The cast members were really, really doing everything they could to the point that they're yelling at people in ways that you don't normally see a cast member, but they're so frustrated.
Yeah.
And they're just hordes of people trying to get Lyft and Uber and I guess minivan, but I never saw one come by. So we're watching and I see the driver and it's like, he's coming. He's here. I'm like, okay, I don't see him. He's going to be in a red Honda Odyssey. And I notice a maroon van across, like, basically the main pickup area.
Right.
And it's loading up a family.
Well, it, And it was, there was two vans. It pulls up behind, yeah. and we were like, that looks like ours. We thought it was ours.
Yep.
But as soon as we start to go, this family, like, goes.
Hops right in.
Swoops in. And, yeah, I mean, it, obviously, when they, when you meet the driver, they, like, say, you know, your name, and then you say yes, because they say your name.
Yeah.
And so we thought, oh, well, okay, then obviously that's not ours, because he's.
This family's getting in.
This family's getting in.
And we can't see the license plate because he's opened the back hatch for a stroller.
Right.
So we can't even see it. So lit up this whole family, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, something's not right. That might be our Lyft. And so within the app, you can call.
If there was any other night, you...
Well, let me get to the story, bro. Oh. So we're getting ahead of me. So I call, and he answers this. Hello? And I'm like, hey, this is Jay, because I have Jay under my account based on PayPal. Just go with it. my nickname is Jay. So I say, this is Jay. You're my Lyft driver, and it says you're here, and I don't see you. And he goes, Jay? And I hear him, like, talking, like, to the people that are in the video, and all of a sudden I'm looking over, and I'm like, I see the driver answering the phone
mm-hmm.
for that van that just loaded up this family.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm here. So we walk across the street a little bit. And this mom and dad are pulling out two sleeping children of the van.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling out their stroller. They're pulling out everything. And I'll be honest, any other situation, any other time, it would have felt bad. But this wasn't your Lyft.
Right, and you would have been like,
I would have totally said, you know what? No, I'm sorry. You take it. I'll get another one. But I knew if I did, it was going to be God knows how long right. for another one to come around.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have perfectly said, it was a honest mistake. Don't worry about it. You guys take it. So they unload this, literally open the side of the van door, and there's a sleeping child in the chair
mm-hmm.
that the parents have to pick up and pick out. Turns out the van in front of them was their van.
Was it? Yeah, I thought so.
So we get in.
Just traded technically.
But. I know, but I didn't know what was going on at this point. So we get in, and the driver is so apologetic. I felt bad for him because he obviously felt horrible. So he said, they got in the van, and I said, is your name Jay? And they said, yes.
Right.
And I don't believe that their first language was English. And even our driver was obviously working on a second language of English.
Right.
So I think there was a very big miscommunication. Perfectly understandable. It's fine. It was craziness.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, even the way back, like, he's apologizing. First of all, like, we pull in through the front gate, and I'm like, yeah, the front's right there. And I just figured we'd walk. And he's like, what building are you in? And a lot of times, they won't drop you off at your building sometimes, the Lyft and Uber. He's like, what building are you in? I will pull right up, like, to your room, basically. At this point, he's like, I will carry you to your room.
Aww.
And so we got out, and he just apologized again and again. He said, you know, I would love if you would leave me a rating and all. So I rated him very highly, gave him an extra tip. Like, I knew it wasn't his fault. It was just a miscommunication. But I've never had a Lyft ride just tried to... stolen from under me. It was insane.
Yeah.
And at this point, again, we had a 13-hour day.
Right.
So again, any other time, if I thought a Lyft could have been there within 5 minutes, I would have easily given that family the van.
Right. And that's why
I'd have paid for it. I don't care. But instead, I was like, get your sleeping kids out of my van.
Well, and that's one thing, too. We wanted this because we didn't, I mean, we're the type of people that would stand. So we would get on a bus and would stand.
Yep.
So I just wanted all us to have our own seat to relax. So,
and your parents were blown away by this concept because they had never done one. They were still talking about it on Christmas Day.
They were
so trying to figure it out. Like, wait, I'm confused. On your phone, you ask someone you don't know to drive you somewhere and you pay them? I don't understand what's happening. Well, that was the thing. Was like, you know, growing up, it was like, don't talk to strangers on the internet, don't talk to people you don't know on the internet, and don't get a stranger's car. Now it's literally summon strangers on the internet to get into their car. Like, I mean, seriously, you don't know. Like, I'm still a little bit on edge. Like, when I get in one, depending, like, all right, if the stuff goes down, what do I need to do?
Right.
I'm like. practicing my karate moves in my head. Like, do I have to karate chop this guy? What do I have to do?
Okay.
But it didn't come to that. He was very, very nice.
Yeah.
It was great. So
it was all about experiences this weekend, and
it was awesome experiences. Sunday morning, we're gonna do we had great breakfast. We walked over to French Quarter. We're gonna do a full review on actual French Quarter because it was recommended by Jen and Club 32. We had never done a episode solely dedicated to French Quarter, even though we've stayed there. And she said, "Have you?" I said, "No." She said, "Would you?" And I said, "What Club 32 wants." Club 32 gets. So if you have not already checked out Club 32, go to ctmvip.com. You'll get a listing of everything that you're going to get. And this is a way to help grow the show. This is a way to help absorb the costs of hosting this show. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of costs going into hosting, to, you know, doing all the different things that we do. And this absorbs that. But we didn't want to just say, hey, we want money. We want to give you something big in return.
Right.
So we give you a ton in return. Yep. And we really hope that that's, you know, worth the value. So thank you guys so much for listening to our holiday wrap up. And if you have not already, please subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, wherever it is you consume podcasts. And I also believe that you should give us a rating and review.
Yes, because it does help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.